When you became CEO in 2002, what was the biggest challenge you faced and how did you overcome it?
I think the challenges always are around the area of people and making sure that you have enough really outstanding leaders to run the businesses. We just talked about decentralization and allowing people to run the business. We have over 200 operating companies. We need 200 great leaders. I think that the challenge is always developing great leaders who can run the businesses. I think that that is always the biggest challenge. The thing that is really the challenge for anyone who goes into a role like the one that I went to is worrying about who is going to sit here next. You can think about shareholders, but you have to think about the 120,000 employees and families that we are responsible to. And you want to make sure that when you leave, you are leaving it in the hands of people who you feel very comfortable with. We had challenges in our pharmaceutical pipeline, and we had to really revamp and do a lot of things in our R&D organization to make sure that we strengthened our pipeline. Because when you think about it, it is dependent upon people in the pipeline. So you look at the pipeline of people and the pipeline of products. And those are the two things that I think we have to be focused on all the time.
Your field, like many, requires a heavy focus on innovation in order to stay ahead. How does Johnson & Johnson's decentralized corporate structure relate to innovation, and how does it enhance it?
I think that where decentralization helps in innovation is that it allows different people with different skills, different thoughts, to bring together different products and technologies to satisfy the unmet needs of patients or customers. For example, we had a meeting where we brought together our engineers from our MD and D group and our scientists from our pharmaceutical businesses. They came up with putting a drug on a stent for cardiovascular disease, which was a huge breakthrough. This actually brought the skills and knowledge from two different sets of people together. We are now working on a product that we have just launched in Europe and will launch here shortly, which did the same thing. It brought the skills of the engineers together with the skills of the scientists to develop a patch which will deliver a narcotic for post-operative use so that patients don't have to carry around PCA pumps and everything else with them all of the time. They just touch it. It is about the size of a credit card. You hit it, and you get your dose of narcotic. It has a battery which makes sure that it's delivered properly, the right amount, at the right time, and the right frequency. You look at the convergence of these skills, technologies, and products, and then people, and I think that it offers us a distinct competitive advantage. If you fast forward into the future, I think that you are going to see a lot more personalized medicine. We are going to look at biomarkers, genomes, and genetics. We are going to be able to identify who will respond to a product, who won't respond, who will get a side effect, who won't get a side effect. That takes the skills of our diagnostics group and our pharmaceutical group and puts them together to identify the patient who will respond to these products. I think that decentralization and having this broad array of companies actually fosters innovation and stimulates those who are working in similar areas.